This is dictating on Patricia Watson, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Watson. Date of consultation was 3/9/22, date of visit. I'm sorry, date of birth is 3/4/56. Please make a copy for Dr. Harry Blanke, B-L-A-N-K-E, Blanke, Harry, M-D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and chronic cough. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 66-year-old white female who has had a history for a persistent cough for several years, has been evaluated at various practices, and has been treated with bronchodilators, steroids, and antibiotics. The patient states that her initial coughing episode started after she was treated for pneumonia at age 26, at which time she was in respiratory failure requiring intensive care, and ventilator support. The patient had a chest x-ray more than 3 years ago, but had no pulmonary evaluation done over the past 2 years. She denies any sputum production, but has some tightness in her chest and wheezing, and denies significant shortness of breath except for the exertion. Next, next paragraph. Ancestry, the patient's past history includes history for a tonsillectomy, appendectomy, a hysterectomy, excision of an ovarian cyst, and colonoscopy, an history of breast augmentation, and removal. And history for pneumonia and respiratory failure. And history for CMV infection in January this year. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention a cholecystectomy and upper endoscopy period? She denies history of hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies to codeine, aspirin, Caplex, and Cipro. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 25 years and then quit. Occasional alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of a stroke. Mother is alive and in good health. Grandmother had a history of heart disease. Okay, coming. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has cataracts. She has hoarseness. She has urinary frequency. denies any flank pains, chest shortness, I'm sorry, chest persistent cough. No shortness of breath, chest reflux symptoms, no abdominal pains, no diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling, no anxiety or depression. She has easy bruising, she has joint pains, muscle stiffness, and occasional headaches. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, med list, none at the present time. Next paragraph, physical exam, this elderly, averagely built, white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 100 over 60, pulse 65, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 134, saturation 96. HENT non-cephalic, pupils reactive, sclera were clear. Nasal mucosa injected, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes palatally with prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2. No murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, and no cap tenderness. Mild varicosities. Peripheral pulses are well felt. Neurologically, reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor upsets. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Is chronic cough with reactive airways. And number two is probable underlying chronic obstructive lung disease. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to go for a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. She also has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast, with contrast, and get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level, sed rate, and was placed on Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Blanke, Harry Blanke, B-L-A-N-K-E, Harry, H-A-R-R-Y. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza.